Check 1 2. Check 1 2. Check 1 2.
Check 1 2.
I don't know if we have audio on this. We have audio here? I don't know. I have no idea, but we're live. So, all right. And here we are. And it's almost time to start on Facebook. Those of you who are on YouTube with me, guess what? You get a treat.
Where are we? Check 1 2.
Okay. It claims it's working. Yeah. Good call. Good job, Jeremy. All right. I'm going to start the two streams at the same time. So hang tight. In fact, we've got a few seconds, so we're going to do that. Facebook is our preferred streaming platform. And here we go. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome. Today is Friday, as it always is when I come to you, October 20th, 2023. My name's Jeremy, and this is my first come. I still got to adjust that camera. Hold on. I made coffee with the pour over today. I haven't done that in a while, and it's really good. And I am so washed out here, so here's what's going on. We got StreamYard here for Facebook. I'm running YouTube in this other channel because I can. We are no longer using the paid version of StreamYard because when I took a look at everything, it's just like, you know what? We do get a few people who watch and listen via YouTube and via Twitch, but first cut being 1 day a week, and StreamYard costing money, and just focusing resources. You know what? Let's tighten up on this. Now, Zoom can do some streaming, and eventually, I will figure out if that makes sense. But I just haven't done it yet. Now, who's here? Over on Facebook, I see Brian, and I see Jenny. Good morning to both of you. Jenny says, happy free training day Pacific Northwest weekend. Yes, it is. I will be on a plane later today to fly out. Unfortunately, I wanted to be there already. I don't like not having a buffer day when I have to be somewhere. But I could not make the flights work. This is one of the challenges of living where I get. One of the biggest challenges is the logistics of flight. In order to get good flights, good morning, Liz, I really needed to drive to Boston. And just for comparison, Andrew is already at his gate. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if he jumps in the chat. He has a 7 o'clock flight. He had to leave his house at 2:30. Thanks. Good morning, Stacy. Stacy says, here, I was thinking you flew out yesterday. Yeah, exactly. I wanted to. I don't remember why it didn't make sense. It was either that I was getting terrible flights or that the price was stupid. Maybe both. So, but I will fly out later today. I will arrive in Seattle and logistics is all taken care of. I got to say, there's something kind of fun going on in that I don't have to worry about driving myself around. Other people are taking care of that. How cool is that? It makes me feel like a celebrity. I love it. Good morning to you, Frank. But yes, Pacific Northwest weekend, and I'm super stoked. So, what do I want to share with you? There are a lot of things going on behind the scenes. They're all overwhelmingly big, especially when considered together. My plants are inside now. Two in here. Got rid of half my plants over the summer. Sold them at a yard sale. And so I have plants. I just don't have as many as I have, so they're not taking over the place anymore, which is nice. I watered my plants yesterday. It didn't take an hour. That was lovely. I want to shout out Jenny and whoever else had involvement in the new Master Hopkick book, which is out. Good morning, Dennis. Super proud of the team for putting together that book, and super proud of Jenny for writing another book. And I'm excited I get to see her and Gabe in person. Haven't seen them in a year. I miss them. They're wonderful people. So that's really the weekend. I fly today. I get there late. Tomorrow is free training day. We'll do an after event, a dinner, hangout. And I have a super late flight, like 11:30 p.m. on Sunday. But we have a number of podcast episodes lined up. I'm bringing some gear, and it's already taken care of. There are, I think, 4 episodes I'm recording out there, so I'm really excited about that. Maybe it's 3. All right, and Jenny's saying, with regard to the Master Hopkick book, also Chris Rickard. Thank you, Chris. I wasn't sure. Mystery team of Pater Readers. Frank gave himself a haircut yesterday. I hope it went well. So what are you guys doing this weekend? What do you got going on? How many of you am I going to see at Free Training Day Pacific Northwest? I wonder who. I will see. You know, there was a thing I was figuring out this week, and I don't think I told him. I think I forgot to tell him. This is my 5th week in a row with travel and running around things. 5th weekend in a row, I see Andrew. And Stacy's asking me to remind, thank you, Stacy. If you were involved in the Never Settle Awards, if you were nominated or you nominated someone, we're trying to collect photos. We're trying to do some nice things for the banquet, but it requires photos, and we've got some people who are not writing us back. Help us recognize these people that you wanted us to recognize. And I also want to encourage everyone to attend the banquet on Saturday of Free Training Day Northeast, aka Marshall Summit. We've got a banquet, a dinner banquet with live entertainment, and we're rolling out the awards, and we're not making money on this. It's $45 per person. That includes a buffet dinner and dessert and non-alcoholic drinks. And we had to reserve the room and, right? You ever done something like this? If you take a look at what food costs these days, it's crazy. But we wanted to take the next step. We are taking the next step. The banquet is happening. We got to get some more tickets sold, and I need everyone's help. If you can, buy a ticket. If you've already bought a ticket, get somebody else to come with you. If you're waiting because you enjoy watching Jeremy's anxiety spike, please stop. Jenny says she's hoping to spend the rest of the weekend baking. Brian says this weekend he's putting away summer items in the shed for winter store. Take the batteries out of the bikes. Might work on moving the pickup I bought. Comedy show Saturday night. That sounds like a pretty solid weekend. And Frank's foreshadowing today's jokes, I think. I can't wait to see what's cooking for today's jokes. And let's roll into those. Let's see what's going on in the humor department. Thank you, as always, to Frank for all that you do for the show. Thank you to Josh for our theme song and to Denise for the audio. Let's check on some things. All right. There we go. Oh, I already did that. And I knew I forgot something. I didn't have these things loaded up in Facebook, so I'm doing that right now. This is one of the challenges of a morning show. I'm not awake. And here we go. Here's my messages from Frank. And here's my jokes. Let me go over here. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, you're not going to see this. But I'll read them. Go away, bug. I did get you. Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes in October. And let's see how this looks. Nope, wrong window. Here we go. The jokes for Fun Day Friday. Today is International Chef's Day. I asked the chef if he ever served a steak raw. He said, yeah, but it's rare. What is a chef's favorite gun? Assault rifle. I used to be one of those chefs who shouts and swears a lot, but then I discovered oven mitts. An Italian pastry chef was injured at work this Friday. We can only hope he makes a full recovery. Why did the chef die? He ran out of time. Thinking about starting a cooking website for chefs of all cuisines and ethnic tastes to show their skills. Going to call it Only Pans. What do you call a chef who's also a lawyer? A sous chef. I don't get it. A sous chef? I don't get it. Maybe somebody will explain that one to me. Sous as in S-O-U-S. So like sous chef from a kitchen. I'm missing it. Why did the Russian chef crack under pressure? Because he wasn't strong enough. I became a chef after I left the army. Some would say I'm a seasoned veteran. This has potential. My brother is a karate expert, a chef, and a lawyer. When he's not around, Dad now calls him Chop Suey. Someone remind me, I think that one could go on a shirt. I think, or a mug or something, like that's a great joke for us. Who was the Pharaoh's favorite chef? Gordon Ramsay's. I wanted to be a chef. I figured it would add some spice to my life. I got to read this one again. My brother is a karate expert, a lawyer. Try again, Jeremy. My brother's a karate expert, a chef, and a lawyer. When he's not around, Dad now calls him Chop Suey. That's so good. Oh, that makes sense. A sous chef. Okay, like suing people. Yes, got it. Thank you. People that dug these ones. Good work, Frank. Awesome stuff. Yeah, I could really see that joke being, we could probably adapt that for a shirt, but I could see stuff like that on mugs. I could see some of the more martial arts themed mugs like that. Yeah. I don't know. Carl, if you're out there, maybe you want to run with that. I don't think it's going to sell much, but wouldn't take long to put it together. So, Oh, here's something I'll tell you. I'll give you an update on my karate school. It's going really well. And it's going well for a couple of reasons. One, I have spent a lot of time over the last few years with Craig teaching people how to teach. And so those lessons are so front and center for me. There are times where something's happening and I can almost see the section of the notes in the Matic book. Oh, okay, this is happening. I got to do this, right? Because, you know, even my classes aren't perfect. But the other thing I think that's going really well is most of the concepts in building the curriculum that I wanted. Fewer movements, prioritizing freeform movement, et cetera, it's working. And I know it's working because, you know, those of you who have done seminars with me, you know that we talk about the speed dial, right? Zero is you're not moving, one is stupid slow, five is insane, right? Wednesday, for the first time, I let students go faster. We've been at one for everything for a couple months now. Some of them were at two, two and a half, even three. They were doing fine. And they weren't panicked. And they were having fun. And it's been 2 months. And some of the students who had prior experience sparring with students who do not have prior experience, they were all doing it. It's working. So eventually I got to put all this stuff down in the book. Good morning, Nathan. And before we go into the quotes, the last thing I want to say is, you know, Marshall Summit is going to be amazing. We're at, what, 20 days now, which is nothing. And admittedly, I'm freaking out just because there's so much happening. And I want to make sure we do a great job. And I could really use everyone's help in encouraging people to attend, getting people to the various days, getting people to the various sessions. You know, let's make sure that this first year everyone sees how much work we've all put in. Because it's not just me, it's not just Andrew. A lot of you have put in a lot of work. And, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there, it doesn't make a sound. If there's an awesome martial arts event and nobody goes. Now, I'm not saying nobody, because it's not that nobody's going to attend. Plenty of people are going to attend. I think most of you know me well enough to know by now, I set the bar really high. Really high. Probably unfairly high, but it makes me work harder, and that's just how I've always done things. So your assistance in letting people know what's going on is greatly appreciated. All right, and now time for the quotes. Nope, wrong window. Wrong window. If you're watching on YouTube, you should pop over to Facebook and check it out there. Here we go. Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, was Jean-Claude Van Damme's birthday. We've got some quotes from Van Damme here. All I wanted to do was become famous, but then I found out that it was nothing special. I've heard that from a number of people, that fame past a certain point isn't useful. I aspire to have enough fame. I think I've shared this. I want to have enough fame that I can call my agent and say, hey, get me a bit part, you know, like a one episode part on this show. I want to show up on, you know, something as unrelated to martial arts as Letterkenny and have people look and go, what do I know that guy from? Right? That's what I want. I want to walk down the street and people don't stop me unless they know me, but I pass and people say, where do I know that guy from? That's what I want. That's as far as I want to go in the fame department. Oh, Brian, that's funny. All right, what's our next quote for Brandon? I love karate. It's like a Bible to me, but deep inside, I'm so sensitive. You know, if you follow Van Damme's life over the last probably 20 years, it's not always positive. It's been kind of sad at times. The guy's been through a lot. And it seems like he's back on his feet. But there's a whole crop of people who earn fame very quickly. And this happens with a lot of child stars. And they can't handle it. They can't adapt to these dramatic changes. And they're trying to figure out who they are. And they don't know who to count on. And next thing you know, at least in this case, you know, doing a lot of drugs and kind of wrecks you. You got to have good people around you. I'm lucky I have good people around me. It doesn't matter in this way, but as Whistlekick grows, as we get there, we won't have to worry about this, because I've got people who will sit me down and tell me, hey, knock it off. And I need that. We all need that. The idea that Van Damme's sensitive, I don't think I knew that. I believe it. I don't think I knew that. Did you know that? What's our last quote here from the man who... How can we refer to Van Damme? We could call him Mr. Kickboxer. Or Mr. Lionheart. All his movies are pretty much the same. Universal Soldier. The Quest. A lot of movies that are basically the same. Bloodsport. Mr. Bloodsport. All right, here we go. Our third quote. You know, I looked at my face in the mirror this morning and I like being old. My face has more content. And when... That's a cursor, not a comma. My face has more content. When I train in the gym now, I'm not training to be strong or handsome, just better than I was yesterday. These days, the race is just against myself. And I think that's a really important lesson. Powerful. We talk about this. Train to be better than yourself yesterday at something. Constant progress means overall, not on any one thing. As we get older, we should get better at figuring out how to be and do the things we want to be and do. I've shared this before. We'll bear sharing again. Demographically, when people are surveyed, the decade that is happiest are folks in their 60s. Why? Because they are old enough to know what they want to do, young enough to be able to do it, and they generally have the resources to do it. Right? If you love hiking, you can still hike in your 60s, assuming that you've been hiking all along and take care of your body, etc. If you want to go take hiking trips, you probably have the resources, whether it's, you know, you're in a position of authority at your job or you retired. And you can go off and you can go on long hiking trips or, you know, drink wine in France or train in Okinawa, whatever it is. But I don't know if that's going to be the case moving forward. You know, I'm in my mid-40s. I got 20 years. Which seems ridiculous because I don't even feel like I'm in my 40s. a lot of my peers, not necessarily in martial arts, but a lot of my peers just in life have given up. There's nothing that they enjoy. They're certainly not in the physical position to do the things that they used to enjoy. And they don't look like they're going to have the resources to do anything other than stay on the hamster wheel. And that makes me sad. I hope people break out of that soon. Just reading comments here. Right, it says, I had time to kill in between appointments, so I stopped at a trailhead for the Appalachian Trail, and the gentleman getting ready to go on the hike that day was easily probably in his 70s. Yeah. There are a number of people in my karate class that are older, and they do a wonderful job. One of them in particular, actually, he and I chatted about this on Wednesday a little bit, because he's pretty hard on himself. And he takes really good care of himself. Like, he is in great shape. He's in his 70s. You wouldn't know it. He moves a little stiff, but I think that's more because the movements are unfamiliar than it is anything else. And just watching my students smile while they're working together is one of the best things in the world. And watching them do things where they're connecting the dots on their own and implementing things, and it's the best feeling. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you have a great week ahead of you. I will see and talk to a number of you at some point in the next week. But if you're not someone that I see and talk to, don't be afraid to reach out to me. Email me, jeremy@whistlekick.com. I love getting emails from people. I love knowing who's watching and why. If you want to support us, if Marshall Summit, any part of it, is at all on your radar, please do that. But if that's not on your plan for this year, hopefully it will be for 2024, second Saturday of November, and the weekend surrounding. Please consider supporting us on Patreon, or maybe grab a book on Amazon, or buy something at whistlekick.com. Training programs, we've got a lot of stuff there, and you can use the code FIRSTCOUPLE5, save 15%. That's it. That takes us to the end. I hope you have nothing but enjoyable time. I'll see you in a week. Take care, everybody.
Peace.